Mary may have been under house arrest, but she'd nevertheless been allowed to lead the life of the country lady. Then, in December 1585, Walsingham made a change. Mary and her household were suddenly packed up and sent to close confinement at Chartley Manor in Staffordshire, where she was guarded by the unsmiling Puritan, Amias Paulet. As Walsingham had intended, Mary was furious, desperate to find a way out of her prison. So, of course, she was thrilled when she discovered an ingenious means to smuggle coded letters to her supporters. The letters were secretly put in a watertight packet, slipped through the bunghole of beer casks, delivered to and from Chartley. What Mary didn't know, of course, was that this was a trap. Walsingham had set the whole thing up. The letters were intercepted. When Mary's latest champion, the rich merchant Anthony Babington, supplied Mary with details of a plot to murder Elizabeth and put Mary on the English throne, Mary wrote back with encouragement. The trap was sprung.